How do I set my prices? Am I pricing too high and my clients can afford it? Or am I leaving money on the table? These are tough questions, my friend, and questions new entrepreneurs ask when they first start out. It isn't bad enough that your nerves are rattled already because of this transition. Now you have to sell? Welcome back to Launch School, my friend, our special series for new entrepreneurs just starting this journey. And today we are tackling your pricing. Buckle up, my friend. I guarantee this is going to be uncomfortable, but in a really good way. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to the Life After Corporate Launch School. This is the third training in our workshop series. And whether you are thinking about leaving your corporate job and venturing out on your own, or if you have already taken the leap to start your own business and you would like to get more clients, this is the place to be. Your step-by-step path to replacing your six-figure salary as a coach or consultant. It's like getting a degree in entrepreneurship. This training is for you if you want to build a business that grows and scales where you can replace your corporate salary plus make an impact with your work, whether that's a passion to impact individuals, companies, or the world at large. There is a business model that will work for you that you can grow to replace and surpass your corporate salary. And today we're diving into the pricing that will get you there. How can you price your services to meet your business and lifestyle goals with a business model that works for your ideal clients and helps you stand out as a market of one? When you do a really good job of positioning your value in your industry, you become known as the one who, just like I am, the one who will get you to the right business model, the right pricing strategy, and the right value proposition to create a successful business that grows. So last week, we worked through your business model, and today we will work through your pricing. You will get the most out of today's training if you grab the workbook that comes with Launch School. There's a link to the workbook in the session notes right below this recording. So you should have that link right now. Click on that link, print out, or have the workbook available as you listen to this broadcast so that you can take notes. And if we don't know each other, I'm Deb Boulanger, founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs and host of the Life After Corporate podcast. And I have been launching services businesses for more than 20 years and have advised hundreds of other corporate women leaders in how to make the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I've been at this business for more than 8 years now, and it has been my most fulfilling work ever. And in this third session in our series, I'll be teaching you how to price your services. Are you excited about that? Let's turn this dreadful and anxiety-inducing task into a fun exploration of what's possible. I think you will love what you learn and the possibility that you see for your business that you might not have been able to see before. And I'm excited to welcome you back. If you've been listening to part one and part two of this series, I totally appreciate all of your comments in social media and the special notes that I've been getting in email. The response to this series has been simply amazing. Many of you have said that you've never heard of the business launch process laid out just like this before. And I get it. This is not what most business coaches teach because they don't have a background in business launches like I do. And if last week got you excited about seeing the possibilities, today you will be over the top excited to launch your business. Now, if you missed those first two sessions in the series, I highly recommend that you catch up when this session is over. The steps will make the most sense when you take them in order. They're really required listening for anyone who wants to launch a business quickly without a ton of trial and error, trying out strategies that end up not working and burning through your savings. And I want you to get the full value of this workshop. So you should really go listen to those other two episodes in order when we're done here. In those first two sessions, I taught you about how I created my business based on a business model that didn't require me to travel, and how I was able to be with my son when he was in junior high, and I got to be the class representative for his last 2 years in high school, which might not seem like a big deal to you, but as a mom who traveled most of his growing up years in elementary school and who missed most soccer games and parent-teacher conferences, that was a huge deal for me to make that commitment. I also shared a few examples from my clients who were able to create business models that worked with their skills and their lifestyle goals and created amazing opportunities for business growth while they raised their families or secured their retirement. You really can work from anywhere, earn as much as you desire, and make an impact with your work. Entrepreneurship is the new feminist movement, and as Diane von Furstenberg says, you are the woman in charge. Today, what I want to show you is how to price your services for maximum profit and maximum impact. Pricing is hard because it forces you to put a value on your work, and there's nothing like putting a value on yourself that's going to kick up all your stuff. And there are five pricing traps that I see most new coaches and consultants fall into. One is pricing based on your competition. When you first get started, you might not have a benchmark for how you should price your services. So you might look around at the market at large and see who might be like you, whether you are a coach or a financial advisor, or perhaps you are a fractional human resources executive or a DEI consultant. You might be looking around your marketplace, looking at how others price and package their services to use that as a benchmark. And psychologically, you don't want to price too high and you don't want to price too low. So what you end up doing is pricing right in line, right in the middle of your competition. And this is a problem because you look like them, you sound like them, your prices are the same as theirs. Why would anyone hire you? So there is no standout value proposition there. You might not have done the research in order to create something unique that you could charge a premium for. So mistake number one is pricing based on what your competition charges. Mistake number two is charging by the hour. And there's many levels to why this is problematic. Number one, people aren't buying your time. So why would you charge by the hour? They're not buying your hours. They're buying the outcome. They're buying the transformation that you deliver through your work. And that has a value to them. And when you charge by the hour, there's several things that make it difficult to grow your business. Number one is you're selling your time, and your time is your most precious commodity. It's a thing that you have the least of. And so when you are the primary service provider and you price by the hour, you will rapidly run out of time before you meet your revenue goals. And let's face it, you're not 100% billable when you're a solopreneur or a solo consultant or a solo coach. You need to work on your business. You need time for business development and marketing and admin and finance because you're wearing all the hats, my friend. So when you charge by the hour, you are limiting your ability to earn good money. You're limiting your revenue potential. Now, the other thing that happens is when you charge by the hour, what are your clients doing? They're watching the clock. They're wondering, should they call you? Are they going to be charged more for that? So what happens to your clients? They underutilize your services because they don't want to run up the clock. And that means that you're not able to optimally serve them because you don't have the time to do what's needed or to do what's right to delight and surprise and over-deliver to your clients. So charging by the hour, my friend, just simply doesn't work in any scenario. Number three is pricing based on what you believe your clients can afford. Again, this is such a common mistake. I hear all the time, oh, my clients could never afford that. So number one, who are you to decide what someone else can afford? Really, doesn't it feel slightly arrogant to be deciding for someone else what's a suitable investment for them? So get your head out of your customer's wallet. It doesn't belong there. And allow your ideal clients and customers to decide what value means for them. Because let's think about it. When have you ever invested in something that felt a little bit scary? That was the most expensive thing that you ever invested in, whether that was something for your family, for you personally, or something having to do with your education or learning how to be a better business owner, learning skills that business owners need in this digital economy. You invested in yourself, right? So when you invest in yourself, it's because you value yourself. And so when you take away the ability for your ideal clients to invest in themselves through you, when you predetermine what they can afford and what they can do, you've robbed them of the ability and the opportunity to value themselves at a higher level. And at the same time, you've robbed yourself of much needed revenue. So let your clients decide what they can afford. The fourth mistake that most new entrepreneurs, consultants, and coaches both make this problem is offering only one-on-one services. So back in the prior session, I shared with you 8 different types of business models, and many of those business models enable you to add leverage to your business, one-to-many offerings, or you create repeatable frameworks that you rinse and repeat over and over again to make your time with your clients the most efficient it can be. But not everyone needs personalized attention. Sometimes you can gather a group of executives together across companies from all different locations around the world. They can get together for a shared problem-solving approach with you as a consultant, walk away educated, learning from others, having case studies under their belt, and new strategies to implement back in their corporation. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go into every single different company and share the strategies they could be using to bring their initiatives forward. Same thing as a coach. It's much more common in the coaching world where people have group coaching offerings, where it's a hybrid one-on-one or a hybrid group and online, right? So offering one-on-one services only, just like pricing by the hour, will put you out of business fast because you can't possibly handle enough clients to build a scalable business. And the most dangerous mistake of all, my friend, is underpricing your services because you undervalue your impact. And I want you to write that down, come back to it, let it sink in. In what ways are you undervaluing the transformation that you are enabling for your clients? So now that you know the pricing mistakes to avoid, how do you price your services for maximum value for yourself and for your clients? It's important that you create a pricing model that feels good, enables you to live the life that you've designed in your mind, and that you can confidently align behind when you're quoting your fees to your prospects. So most of my clients have at least doubled their price of their services since we started working together without any pushback from their clients. And it feels great to get paid what your skills are worth and have an abundance of cash in your business. Like, who doesn't want that? And in order to do that, you need to learn how to position your pricing in terms of your return on advantage. Your return on advantage is the long-term benefit your clients receive after working with you. And this is true for any client, whether you sell to businesses or individuals. There is a measurable outcome to what you deliver. And when you can bring that into the discussion with your clients right there as you're having the discussion about the possibilities of working together, they will happily write you a check for the full amount of your services. So to get into the return on advantage, first, I want you to think of one of your ideal clients that you've already worked with, or imagine an ideal client. What is it they need? And why are you the perfect coach or consultant for them? What is it costing them to stay where they are? What are the opportunity costs? What are they missing out on? The longer they struggle with this challenge, what is the fallout? What is the longer term decline that they might experience, whether that's a financial decline or a loss of clients? What is it costing them to stay where they are? And what is the benefit that solving that problem gets them? What's the immediate benefit? And what's the longer term benefit? And what's the lifetime benefit? The success my clients have gotten has been amazing. As I've already shared with you, Molly, 2.5 times her revenue. She's on track for $1 million in revenue this year. And she has 100% close rate based on the sales conversation deck that we created together. Monica, who does this as a side hustle because she's a secondary school teacher, has already hit 100K so far this year. She's a six-figure earner. She has already surpassed her teaching salary. So the possibilities, my friend, are endless when you open up the possibilities to what is your return on advantage? What is the immediate benefit your clients get? What is the benefit of that longer term? So let me give you an example that's easy to wrap your head around. So my client, Nicole, is an in-demand career strategist. She helps her clients negotiate promotions and also negotiate career changes. And she helps them get paid more initially. She helps them get sign-on bonuses. And this increase in salary and this increase in their ability to negotiate for themselves financially increases their confidence. So first of all, they have a higher salary. That means their bonus will be a higher percentage because the bonus is a percentage of your base salary. They've gotten a sign-on bonus, which was an immediate benefit. But the lifetime benefit of teaching someone how to advocate for themselves in a job search, how to advocate for themselves when they're seeking promotion, the lifetime benefit of that is huge. So are you going to charge $100 as an hour as a coach? Or are you going to charge $3,000 or $5,000 to deliver the outcome that your client most desires? And by the way, this pricing impacts how you position yourself as well. You can't charge a premium for your services if you're looking and sounding like everyone else in your category. So you need to have a standout position of a market of one. And that's what we're going to be tackling next week in the last in our series of Launch School. So before we go, I want to address some of the common beliefs that people have that if you price your services too high, your clients won't be able to afford to work with you. And it's true that some people won't have the budget or might not be able to work with you at that level. However, there are four things that I know to be true. Number one, value is in the eyes of the buyer. Many people will find the money to invest in something that has value to them. They find the possibilities. Number two, you can always take pieces of your programs or a higher level offer and package it as a do-it-yourself offering at a lower price. It's content that you already have and own, and it's an easy offer as a standalone, and it doesn't take your time to deliver. So if you have a segment of your client population that can't afford your high-end offerings, is there something easy to consume that you already have, that you already own the rights to, that you can package and sell in a separate way? Number three, when you can confidently stand behind your value and offer a premium experience, you can take some of your bountiful revenue and give a portion back as scholarships, right? Boom. You can help people who can't afford to work with you by charging enough for your services that you have a portion of what you're taking in to put aside for scholarships. And lastly, you can always negotiate down and scale down based on your budget. You can't negotiate up. So there's a link in your workbook to the expert pricing calculator. And I invite you to download that Excel spreadsheet and take a look at your pricing. Model out different pricing scenarios. And if you don't have Excel and you can't get the tool to open up, you can follow along right in the table in the workbook and use the calculator on your phone. So there's many different ways to model out your pricing. What I want you to start with is your revenue goal. So whatever that number is, you put that up in that top cell. Is that 200,000, 250,000, 500,000? Are you heading for a million? Whatever that number is, put it up there. Then in the next columns, write down your primary products, you know, or how you package your service offerings, or if you're a consultant, the average value of an assignment to you. And then decide what percentage of your revenue do you want to come from that product line. If you have a leverage product line, like a one-to-many offering, you might want to have 50, 60, 70% of your revenue come from that offering. And then if you have a more customized offering, maybe you have 20 or 30% of your revenue coming from that offering. Once you hit return, the calculator will calculate the exact number of clients you will need to reach, the exact number of prospects you'll need to get in front of based on your close ratio. And we can talk more about metrics and analytics in a later episode. But the number one thing I want you to be measuring on a daily and weekly basis is how many sales conversations are you having and how many of those sales conversations are converting into buyers? So your close ratio is an important thing to track. When you first start out and you're just learning the sales process, it might be low. It might be 20%, maybe 1 out of 5 of the conversations you have actually converts into clients. As you get more skilled at the sales conversation, as you get clearer on who is an ideal client and who's not, you'll get better at sales. And you'll get to a point where 50, 60%, or even 80% of the people you talk to convert into clients. So my friend, it has been awesome sharing this information with you and seeing the excitement and the results in social media and email. That's why I put together Launch School. This has been awesome. It's been fun and rewarding creating and sharing this training with you. And I love the comments, so keep them coming. Send me an email, leave me a rating or a review wherever you are listening to this podcast episode. I love interaction. I love community. And if you're not a member of the Life After Corporate Facebook group yet, what are you waiting for? Jump on over there. Let's start a conversation. I promise I will personally welcome you when you do join. And I know these podcast episodes have already made a big impact on so many people who have been commenting, and maybe even it's helped you. Now, you may be wondering what it takes to put all these pieces together for your business idea so that you can replace your salary plus some and be able to impact the people you care most about. And while we've spent the past couple of weeks building out this foundation on which to build your business, with the business model generator and the pricing strategy, there's still more to do in building out a standout value proposition to your market and to stand out as a market of one. When that happens, you create a reputation, you create a following, you become known for something, just like I am known for my mission in closing the wage gap for women entrepreneurs. So now it's time to attract clients to work with you. And I'm about to pull back the curtain and reveal to you the actual steps I take and that I teach in the Launch Lab in order to create that standout positioning. And next week, I'll work with you to take a stab at that positioning. But right now, I'll give you the 10,000-foot view of the process that's the Launch Lab framework. The first step for you, my friend, is to connect with your mission and purpose. As we started this Launch School training, I asked you to create your vision 2 or 3 years out. What is your mission? What is your purpose? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you serving the clients that you're serving? Step two is to explore the profit opportunities. We want to find the fastest path to the cash. Step three is to validate your business idea with your ideal clients so that you have proof that people will pay to work with you and that they are excited and enamored about the value that you're going to deliver to them. Step four is how to package, price, and message your services. And number five is how to define your money-making model. So what is your go-to-market strategy? And if you already know that you want to take this great content even further and apply this to your business, I've put together a special offer just for my listeners that packages the Launch Lab with my Standout Webinars course. And I'll be sharing those details with you next week. The Launch Lab is where you get proof from your market that you've hit the bullseye with your program and your messaging. It gives you the validation and the confidence that you don't get anywhere else and eliminates the guesswork in your marketing. And instead of wondering what messages will land, you will know what to say to capture the attention of your ideal clients. And once this happens, you're on a path to rapid growth. But first, we need to put together your go-to-market strategy, your plan for who you are targeting with your offers, your messaging, and your marketing assets. That's where having a powerful webinar that converts becomes an asset to your business. So it's only natural that we should pair these two programs together. And I'll be opening up the Launch Lab soon. We are currently enrolling a new cohort and we'll be closing registration very shortly. So if you know that this is something that you want to explore, please reach out to me or click on the assessment link in the show notes. That's launchlabassessment.com. It'll be down there with a link to the workbook. If you already know that this is your path and you would love my support in helping to launch or grow your business, click on launchlabassessment.com. You will get insight into where you're really rocking it with your business idea and what areas you're falling short and need to address in order to have a successful business launch. So with that, my friends, I would love to hear about what you plan to do in your business, given all that I've shared with you in these past three sessions, and understand what questions still remain to you. So we have one session left for next week, and I'll do my best to cover all of your open questions then. So please jump over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group. Reach out to me in either direct message or leave a post and tag me and ask me your most burning question. I promise it will be me who reaches out and gives you your answer because I read every comment and I respond to dozens of them and I'd love to hear from you. With that, my friend, that's it for now. I'll see you next time. Listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.